We kept on walking. My legs were tired. 2 years I had been in that detention center, going nowhere, and I was weak. But although my ankles hurt and the backs of my legs ached, it felt very good to be moving and to be free, and to feel the night air on my face and the grass on my legs, wet from the dew. I know my sister was happy too. She was whistling under her breath. Once when we stopped to rest, she dug her toes into the earth at the edge of a field and smiled. When I saw her smile, I felt strong enough to carry on. The orange glow of the night faded, and I started to see the fields and the hedges around us. Everything was grey at first, but then the colours began to come into the land, blue and green, but very soft, as if the colours did not have any happiness in them. Then the sun rose, and the whole world turned to gold. The gold was all around me, and I was walking through clouds of it. The sun was blazing on the white mist that hung over the fields, and the mist swirled around my legs. I looked over at my sister, but she had disappeared with the night. I smiled, though, because I realized that she had left me with her strength. I looked around me at the beautiful sunrise, and I was thinking, yes, yes, everything will be beautiful like this now. I will never be afraid again. I will never spend another day trapped in the color gray. There was a low roaring rumbling sound ahead of me. The noise rose and fell in the mist. It is a waterfall, I thought. I must be careful not to fall into the river in this mist. I walked on, more carefully now, and the noise got louder. Now it did not sound like a river any more. There were individual sounds in the middle of the roaring. Each sound got louder, rumbling and shaking, and then fading away. There was a dirty, sharp smell in the air. Now I could hear the sound of cars and trucks. I went closer. I came to the top of a green grass slope, and there it was in front of me. The road was incredible.